We really can appreciate suffering when we truly witness the real suffering, not the normal common suffering that is nothing compared to what happened during nature's disaster, like even the recent building collapse in Florida. I think it's Miami area. The amount of casualty, destruction and damages is so intense. A large building, 12 to 13 story high, with a swimming pool complex, condominium living, just collapsed because of foundation failure, and it affected the life of many people. The owner, the resident, the tenant, and whoever who are staying there or working there or visiting there, they are all victims of circumstances. So life is full of this type of condition and situation. That's the reason why the teaching is so beautiful. The Buddha always emphasized on this very important understanding. He said, there is this nature's law that governs life and existence, the law of karma. You reap what you sow, do good because good, do evil because evil. You plant the seed of wholesomeness, you reap the fruit of wholesomeness. You plant the seed of evil, you will reap the fruit of evil. So all this points very clearly towards one very important fact about life. If you really want to have the good life, you must take care of karma. And the Buddha also mentioned, we are all, not only human beings, living beings, sentient beings, born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of karma. So if karma plays such a great role in our life, what must we do? We must take care of karma. Otherwise, our life will be affected. We are born of it. We inherited everything that karma brings. That's why we are born of our karma, heir to our karma, conditioned and supported by our karma. And we are what we are because of karma. So if you don't take care of karma, you will suffer. You will become miserable. So understanding this will keep us alert, sensitive, motivate us to determine, to seriously look at life and take care of karma. Avoid heedlessness, develop heedfulness, train our mind to be aware, to be mindful, to understand what constitutes evil, then to follow the advice of the Buddha, to avoid all evil, do good, purify the mind. The famous Dhammapada verse 183, Sabba papasa akaranam, kusalesa upasampadan, sacitta pariyuddhappanam, etang buddhana sasana. So this advice of the Buddha is very, very beautiful, very important. Sabba is all, papasa is evil, akaranam, you have to avoid all evil, not only avoid evil, all evil. Then kusalesa, kusala is wholesomeness. Upasampadan, wherever there is wholesomeness, you must develop them. You must try your very best to cultivate them. And finally, sacitta. Citta is mind. You have to purify your mind. Sacitta pariyuddhappanam. You have to purify your mind to develop wisdom so that you will not be afflicted by what arises in life, what happened in life, so that you will not be deluded by the phenomenal world to grasp, to cling, and to attach to all these illusion, the illusional world, phenomenal world of form and consciousness. So when you can have all this understanding, you can liberate your mind and free yourself from all this affliction that comes about through ignorance, delusion, sakadity, self-delusion. So this is the teaching. This is the beautiful part of the teaching. Then the last part of the advice say, this is the advice of all Buddha. Sacitta pariyodhapanam etang buddhana sasana. This is the advice of all Buddha. All Sammasambuddha advice just do three things. That's why you follow the advice of the Buddha, you will have the good life. Your life will be transformed for the better. And when you do that, you develop wholesomeness, goodness, virtue to have the good life. Otherwise, you cannot take care of karma. To take care of karma, you have to avoid all evil. To avoid all evil, you must understand what constitutes evil. Then you must be mindful of your mind state or mental state, mental intention behind all your actions, speech, and thought process, the way you go about doing things, the way you live your life. The mental intention behind is very important. That's why you have to develop mindfulness, leading to heedfulness. You have to be ever mindful, heedful, constantly meditative. Then only you stand a chance to develop the wisdom, to liberate your mind, to have the good life. This is the most important things that living being or human being must do. If you want to have the good life, if you want to reach the pinnacle of your human potential, you must have this teaching, this understanding. Then it will enable you to have the good life, the beautiful life. Then life become beautiful, meaningful, wonderful. Because this teaching is so unique, it can free living beings from all affliction, all suffering, and all misery. That it can give you the right understanding to understand life, to understand the secret of life so that you know how to live life to the fullest, beautifully and wonderfully. Then you can get to experience all of the pristine beauty and wonders of life and existence. So this is what matters. What else is more important? Not all the status, the wealth, the whatever that you are after in the materialistic world. Of course, you can achieve them and realize them is good, but those are not something that is tangible, that you can bring along, that can change your life. Maybe it makes you more famous. But sooner or later, all this has no more meaning than our physical form starts to go the way of nature. When you start to grow old, get sick, then later on approaching death. All this has no more meaning. That as you go through life without this teaching, without this Dhamma, you can become afflicted. You can be miserable despite the wealth and the materialistic success that you may have. You look at Steve Jobs. A billionaire, very successful, very famous. But because of disease, cancer, he died very young. Then the last few years before he died, he came to realize some very important fact. Money is not everything. There are other things in life that are more vital, more important, more significant that living being should actually be aware of. Yeah. So do not be foolish. Do not procrastinate. Do not wait till it is too late. This teaching is available during this sasana, and we are actually very blessed because this is the golden era where the teaching is there, the sasana is there. So do make full use of it. If I were you, I go all out. I will not turn my back. That was what happened in the year 1971 when I heard the Four Noble Truths. When I came to know this teaching, there was no turning back. I knew this is important. I went all out to cultivate, to develop the understanding. Of course, you can say I was blessed with a fantastic past life cultivation. That one is undeniable. But then everybody has the condition. And if you have the opportunity or condition to hear all this, why not reflect on it, contemplate on it, and give it a try? Do it. Find out for yourself why I advise you to do it. Why I'm sharing with you that this is very beautiful. This is very, very important. So all this is what the teachings of the Buddha is all about. The Buddha, the fully enlightened one, he came for the living beings. He came with this unique teaching, this beautiful teaching that the world very badly need. Because without this understanding of his teaching, it's almost impossible to understand life, to have the ability to live life, to be free of all suffering and affliction, to develop the tranquility and stillness of mind, to realize our eternal nature within, which is unborn, the unconditioned. So all these are so beautiful. Why are you not giving it a try? Why are you not cherishing it and pursuing it? So hopefully with this sharing, Kayamita can determine with a stronger faith than strongly aspire to go this way. With faith, with sincerity, persevere, cultivate, plant the seed of Bodhi, take the Bodhisattva vow, finish of the training and the cultivation. So hopefully with this, you all can really progress further and benefit from all this important sharing.